This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And our guest is Paul Laterski. He's an author, but he's also a former FBI agent, and he's written a book called The Director, story about what it was like in the FBI under the leadership of J. Edgar Hoover. He was with us last summer, and it was such a fascinating interview. We invited him to come back and talk more about the book. And then Joe Berlinger and Julian Lauren will be here. They have a new show called Confronting a Serial Killer. This is very suspenseful and exciting. Very dangerous, too, for the people who did the interview with a serial killer. And then Sherry Landry will be talking about a new way to go trick-or-treating with the kids on Halloween next weekend. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back right after this.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Back live with Ron Segi Today, and this book that we're going to be talking about today, I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. I couldn't put it down. I went through it like a surgical knife through butter. It's about a subject that's about a man that passed away almost 50 years ago, and that, of course, is J. Edgar Hoover, who was the director and the real brainchild of the FBI as we knew it back in that era. And one of our guests is a gentleman who has penned a book called The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover, FBI Special Agent Paul Laterski. Hi, Paul. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. I couldn't put this book down. You and I were chatting just before we went on the air because we're generally from the same area, you from Western New York area and me from Pennsylvania. Aside from the fact that we have some similar backgrounds in our early life up there in the Northeast, this book really should be a movie. I mean that. I couldn't put this thing down. I don't believe you waited this long to do it because it's fantastic. You had the, and I'm going to say honor because very few people did, you worked in J. Edgar Hoover's office for a couple of years while going to college and, you know, wanting to become a special agent. And you saw a side of Hoover that very few people saw, especially at the level in government that you were at the time.
Yeah, that's right. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate it now more than I ever did before, Ron, to be honest with you. When I was going to law school at night, working for him during the day, I think it was probably a job. It was an interesting job, but when I think back on it, it was a fascinating job.
Well, you know, you started to say in the book, you started off by saying that you didn't really have a desire to be in the FBI. You wanted to get into law enforcement. And then a young recruiter in Jamestown, or was it Dunkirk? It was one of those areas or very close to
it. It was Jamestown. It was a resident agent in Jamestown.
And he got you, because he saw potential in you, he got you interested in doing something with the FBI, which ended up into a kind of a training session, if you will, right in the director's office. And you talk about how stiff he was from the standpoint of very little humor, demanded everything, couldn't have sweaty palms. Tell us about a little bit about that experience. And you describe it in excellent terminology in the book.
It was a situation. I was 23, 24 years old when I was working with him. He was 70 and 71. The office itself and Mr. Hoover himself, everything was formal with him, Ron. A very disciplined office. We knew the rules. All the rules were his, by the way. And he ran the entire FBI for 48 years that way. A very disciplined person. But he was a pretty nice person. He was really kind to me. A couple of times I didn't think he was, but when I reflect back, I was fortunate as to how he reacted to me. He loved the agents. He had a moral compass that a lot of people don't realize. As a matter of fact, one of the things that most people don't know is that he argued with FDR and objected to having the Japanese Americans interned during World War II. He was vetoed by FDR, but he fought to keep the Japanese Americans free as American citizens. A lot of people don't know that. They just, I read a lot of critical things about him, but there were so many good things that I appreciated and learned from. He was a complex guy, and I don't think anybody really knew him, totally. And my book is not another biography of J. Edgar Hoover. It's a memoir of how Hoover was known to me. And, and I'd like to emphasize that. It's not a biography.
Well, you mentioned about the internship of Japanese, some Italians, and I was shocked by that in the book. I thought that would be something that he would have supported, and it shocked me when I read it. But you bring in a lot of things. First of all, you weren't even an agent when you worked in the office. You were an intern, for all intents and purposes. And,
I was a law school student. I was going to law school at night at the time, and I was, for all purposes, really, you're right, as an intern.
Well, what you saw, first of all, you had a great relationship with Miss Gandy, who was his right-hand person, but you got to see how he treated females, how he treated minorities, and one of the things that I thought was fascinating was his habits, a very prompt. When he left the building, though, you had to make the calls to the second, third, fourth in command, letting them know that he had left or arrived in the building. And if you didn't call him in a sequential order, which in their minds meant the most important, you were chastised for that.
It got to the point, Ron, where someone asked, one of the assistant directors, I think there were like 10 of them, and I had direct lines to every one of them, so I just pressed the buttons. He's out of the building, he's in the building, he's back in the building, he's out of the building, back and forth. And actually, the initial title of my book was He's Left the Building, because I did it so often. Anyway, there was a lot of egos. Big egos of the assistant directors, and they all, at least three or four of them, all wanted to be called first. And those are the guys that you recognize the names, like Mark Felt, who was deep throat in the Watergate thing.
And say William Sullivan fell into that category, too.
Oh, William Sullivan, Carthur DeLoach. The only one that really didn't fall into that category is J.P. Moore. because J.P. Moore was really close with Helen Gandy, Miss Gandy. Hoover had a lot of trust in J.P. Moore.
You know, you mentioned Carthen DeLoach. I have a picture of him in our studio, and the reason I have that is a few years back, my late friend Ernie Borgnine did a movie here at Universal Studios, which was based on J. Edgar Hoover's life. And Carthen was here as a production assistant, an advisor, a technical advisor, if you will, and I got to be friends with him, and he told me of his close association. He was the liaison between the FBI and LBJ at that time.
It
was
right.
He said it was like being in a boiler pit, because, boy, when Johnson called, he wanted, and Hoover, one time, got a call from the president. He was at the racetrack, and you had to tell the president of the United States, and not an easy one to talk to, that he was not available to talk to the president, and the president knew that he probably was at the racetrack.
That's, you know, that's exactly right, Ron. I'm surprised that you're aware of that. And I sat at Miss Gandy's desk on Saturdays. Not immediately. I got to Miss Gandy and I got to be very close with each other. I was 23, 24 years old. She was 69 or 70 at the time, so there was this big gap. But still, we had a relationship that was very close. And she would come in every Saturday before Hoover left for the track, make sure she would call him at home in case there was anything he should know. And then at one point, she asked Mr. Hoover if Paul, could sit at her desk on Saturday, because she would need a little bit of a break and wanted to go just relax at a salon. And for some reason, because Hoover really guarded Helen Gandy's desk like he did his own, from all the confidentiality, and for some reason, he told her that it was fine that I'd sit at her desk. And the first warning I got was, don't call him at the track, no matter who calls, the president, the attorney general. But that was the first instruction I got working on a Saturday with her. And then when she would come in, though, at 2 o'clock, I took a brown bag, fixed sandwiches for her and I, and she'd come in and from the salon, and every Saturday she'd come in, and I would compliment her on her hairdo. And Ron, her hairdo never changed for 50 years, but she loved being complimented on the hairdo. Your point about Carthen DeLoach is absolutely right. And I have another story about Carthen DeLoach that's not in the book. And when we get together, I'll have to tell you about it.
I would love to do that. I really would. And when we come back, I want to ask you of the hatred that existed between J. Edgar Hoover and Robert F. Kennedy. And our guest is Special Agent from the FBI, retired Paul Latursky. His book is out right now, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover. I want to tell you, this is a fabulous book. Take it from me. I know I'm a presidential nut, and I love this kind of stuff, but you will love it too. And Paul and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back, live, nationwide, and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. Very happy that our guest had the time to stay with us for another segment. He's a busy man these days because his book, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover, is a selling giant. He's a retired FBI special agent. Paul Otursky joins us. We mentioned, going out of the last segment, the hatred between J. Edgar Hoover and then-Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. Tell us about that.
It's kind of an interesting beginning to that story, Ron, because JFK, Bobby Kennedy's brother, while he was president, was hesitant to put his brother in as attorney general. He had a concern about people criticizing him for nepotism if he did that. And he talked to Hoover about it, and Hoover told him, go ahead and do it. Hoover recommended he do it, not a problem. I know Hoover regretted that. He actually approved it. But Hoover was a real good friend of Joseph Kennedy, the Kennedy boy's father. As a matter of fact, Joseph Kennedy wanted Hoover to run for president of the United States and said to him in a letter that he would be the biggest contributor to Hoover if he would run. Wow. And he said, I don't care what party you run on, Democrat or Republican. So that was the relationship Hoover had at first with the Kennedy family. To go back to your question, Bobby Kennedy was probably like, what, 34, 35
yeah.
years old as the Attorney General?
Right.
He tried to take over the FBI as the number one lawman in the country. Hoover prided himself as being the top law person in the country. And Bobby Kennedy would call special agents in charge of field offices to ask about how certain investigations are going. He did not dignify the office of the Attorney General, would upset Hoover very much. Hoover was a very formal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Kennedy really bothered him. Bobby Kennedy brought this huge dog into his office. Hoover couldn't believe that. But I think the most significant part of that relationship where he did not like him is because Bobby Kennedy tried to take over the FBI as being the top guy. And Hoover always thought of himself as the top guy. A lot of people don't know that there were two people on Martin Luther King's senior advisory staff that were card-carrying communists, and they actually wrote some of Martin Luther King's speeches. And a lot of people think Hoover hated Martin Luther King and called him a racist and everything, but that wasn't true. The whole situation was they were afraid would try and convert the large following that King had and convert them into communism. And Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy felt the same way. And that is why Bobby Kennedy authorized the wiretapping of Martin Luther King and the bugging of his places. A lot of people don't appreciate that or know that. Bobby Kennedy that did that. that didn't mean that Hoover got along with Bobby. He did not.
The relationship with Clyde Tolson, I guess you can't tell the story of J. Edgar Hoover unless you include that. But there was a close kind of relationship there, and maybe you know more about it than I do. Did you see any of that type
What I saw was a close relationship, but I never, and I'm being very honest with you, I never got to know Clyde Tolson. He was kind of a strange guy from my perspective, but at the time I was there, Ron, Tolson had been suffering minor strokes, and nobody knew that. And so he became less and less effective in his position, but he was so close to Hoover for so many years as associate director and a close friend. I mean, they had lunch together, they had dinner together, they went on vacations together, and a lot of people associated that with homosexuality. And, you know, that was something that today a lot of writers, they claim he was. I never saw that. But getting back to your question about Tolson, I don't even know what his voice sounded like, Ron. I would go to take something over to his office, which was right next to Hoover's office, and his secretary, Dottie Skillman, I'd say something to her, and every once in a while, Tolson would come to her to pick up something from her desk, and I would say, "Good morning, Mr. Tolson," and he would just turn around, look at me, and walk away. Sat next to him at Hoover's funeral, and he never said a word, but I don't even know what his voice sounded like, so I can't really do a lot of comment on him. I really didn't know him that well. He was a strange guy, and what I found out at Hoover's funeral is that Miss Gandy couldn't stand Tolson. She really despised him.
Let's talk about the funeral for a second. Now, you're there with the family, basically. Now, he had some nieces and nephews. Of course, he was never married. But you were sitting between Miss Gandy, who was, as we mentioned, probably the closest female to him, and then Clyde Tolson. And you're in the middle, and you're thinking to yourself, what am I doing here? I mean, what am I doing at this position, in this pew? And the one thing that you said that was very striking to me, nobody, not even Miss Gandy or Clyde Tolson, nobody had a tear in their eye.
That's correct. You know, in the funeral, Ron, it was by invitation only. And the invitation was 1,200 people. Congressmen, senators, members of Congress, President Nixon gave the eulogy. I think there were a few people over there that were there only to find out to make sure he was really dead. Truth of the matter is, I never saw anybody with a tear. Tolson, he was really not there. His body was there, but his mind wasn't.
You asked Miss Gandy if there was anything that you can do for her. She had somewhat of a surprise answer for you, didn't she, Paul?
One of the things I asked her, I said, what are you going to do now? Here was with basically a solemn time, and she said to me, I'm going to get my Christmas cards out on time. But it was striking to me because I know she never got her Christmas cards out on time. When I got Christmas cards from her, it was always after December 25th. She did all of Hoover's cards first to make sure they got out before Christmas. To say that at a time when we're going to Hoover's funeral, that was kind of funny.
The story that I always enjoyed, and it's in the book, ladies and gentlemen, is how Richard Nixon said, I'm going to get rid of this guy. I'm going to invite him over for breakfast. I'm going to tell him he's either got to resign or he's got to retire, but I got to be very ethical and use kid gloves. And Nixon sits down at the table with him and he says, you know, Edgar, I think we need to talk about retiring. And the story is that Hoover turned to him and he says, you're too young to retire, Mr. President.
Yeah. Do you know, Ron, he and Nixon, I would think of all the presidents that he worked under, and he worked under 8 presidents, and I think Nixon was probably the one that he had the closest relationship until the very end when he refused to do something politically that Nixon wanted him to do. But they went all the way back to the McCarthy era because Nixon fought all the communist issues and fell in line with the Hoover belief, you know, the Alger Hiss thing, and et cetera, et cetera. And so they were pretty good friends. And I think of all the presidents, he was the closest to Nixon.
Although he did have a relationship with LBJ. I guess he lived across the street from LBJ.
When LBJ was the senator.
Yes, the Senate Majority Leader. Paul, it is a great book. I wish you much luck and success with it. And I look forward to your return.
I would love to, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Retired FBI agent Paul Laterski. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A senior Al-Qaeda leader has been killed by a U.S. drone strike, according to U.S. Central Command. It says the precision strike in Syria took out Abdul Hamid al-Matar, and according to a command spokesman, the removal of that senior leader will clearly disrupt the terrorist group's ability to carry out attacks threatening Americans, U.S. allies, and innocent civilians in the process. Actor Alec Baldwin says, quote, there are no words to convey his shock and sadness after that fatal shooting of a cinematographer on his movie set. Word is, from the New York Times, that Baldwin was told just before that scene was being filmed that that gun was a cold gun, meaning it was not dangerous, but for some reason it was. And again, the cinematographer was killed. The movie's director was wounded, but has since been released from a hospital. And this is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with longevity. TeamGaday.com.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. I was just telling our next guest before we went on the air, I saw the trailer and some of the clips of a show that's going to be premiering this Sunday. This is a fascinating story done by two very professional people. The show is going to be airing this Sunday on Stars across all platforms, as well as Stars at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. It will also air on the Stars Play international streaming service across Europe, Latin America, and Japan. It is called Confronting a Serial Killer. Joining us right now is director and executive producer Joe Berlinger, and the author and the individual who went and interviewed this bizarre man, Jillian Loren. Jillian, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Joe, let's start with you. You have been described as one of the great storytellers of this generation, being involved with the landmark films Brother's Keeper and HBO's Paradise Lost trilogy. When you saw this and you heard about, what were your thoughts? Because we're talking about Jill that's going to be interviewing a serial killer that actually dwarfs people like Ted Bundy. I mean, this is a man who in his killing career, if you will, killed 93 women. When you heard about this story, what were your first thoughts?
Well, I read an article in New York Magazine that actually Jillian Loren herself had written, which was going to be kind of a preview of a future book. The article came out in 2018, and I was just utterly captivated and fascinated by the fact that Jillian had the courage to go sit down with this guy. And at that point, before Jillian spoke to him, he was basically an unrepentant killer who was in prison for three L.A. murders, but he was denying those murders, and law enforcement had a hunch he was killing many, many more over the, he had killed many more over the decades. And Jillian, in cooperation with law enforcement, you know, got this guy to crack and start confessing, not only admitting to the L.A. murders, but for a string of murders over decades. And when I looked into the case and I saw his very long rap sheet where he was in and out of the system for very brief periods of time for other things other than serial killing, and I realized just how much this guy was in the hands of law enforcement but then let go, or let go by juries who didn't believe the witnesses against him. It just was an unbelievable story of a huge failure in our criminal justice system to bring somebody to justice way earlier and save all the pain and misery that has taken place. Yeah. So I just thought it was a fascinating story to tell that shined a light on the racism and gender bias that's in the criminal justice system that would allow this guy to operate in the margins of society with impunity.
Now, this is a 5-episode series, and Jillian, you're a very brave lady. I mean, what made you go into this? Now, you're a best-selling author, you're a mother of two sons, you're the wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner. You certainly have a good life. What made you go into talking to this man at the time you even feared for your own life if you felt that this guy was ever going to get out, because he was a very bad guy? So how did you confront the situation? That's a story in itself, I guess.
Well, I felt a real sense of purpose about it. I have a history as a survivor of domestic violence and attempted murder. And I was actually interviewing a detective by the name of Mitzi Roberts about a totally different story. And I asked her, what was she most proud of in her career? Said, I'm proud of them all, but I did catch this serial killer once, and that was pretty cool. And I said, oh, I totally have the wrong story, clearly. And then I said, well, tell me about that. And so she told me about how she had this very electric kind of cat and mouse game, which she found him in 2012, and then he was prosecuted by Beth Silverman and put away, but she suspected him of committing many, many more murders across the country. And she just couldn't get people fired up enough to pursue it. He was a really underreported story, and I thought if I could go in there and just put some heat on and tell a great story about it, get people involved and get them caring, then, you know, maybe we could have people start looking at these cold cases of victims who were so long ignored.
How did you first contact him?
First contacted him by letter, and we started exchanging letters, and then I waited to get a visitor clearance, and I went and spoke to him in person.
Now, he even drew pictures of the victims, 93 women, and they all seemed to fit into a certain mold, typically between the ages of 35 and 46, all strangled. And when they were found, they were nude from the waist down. So he was actually almost, could you say, bragging about this?
No. When he was confessing? No, I don't think he didn't. He wasn't being theatrical in any way by how he left the bodies. I think he was, he just found them really disposable. But when he was confessing, he was enjoying it. It wasn't that he was bragging about it. He was really, you know, he was getting pleasure from talking about it.
By the way, before I go any further, for anyone who might not know this, Samuel Little died in prison avoiding capture for decades.
Right.
Joe, how do you take a story like this, and it's a compelling story in itself, make it work on screen? Because you do a heck of a job. So how did you take this, Joe, and make it as anxious to hear the next words when you put it on the big screen? It's one thing to read it, it's one thing to hear about it, it's another thing to make it work on camera.
Yeah, exactly. The fundamental decision to kind of anchor the storytelling through following Jillian and her activities, you know, interacting with Jillian and filming Jillian as she confronted the serial killer and spoke to him. You know, we were there for many of those recordings and those interactions. And then Jillian, part of the series is Jillian taking the information and trying to solve cold cases. And so there's an active investigation part. So, you know, it's a bird's eye view of this bizarre Hannibal Lecter, Clarice Starling kind of Silence of the Lambs relationship that's just utterly fascinating to follow. And by following that story, it gives us kind of the present tense structure to then look back at the history of how Sam Little came to be. How did a little boy become a monster is very much part of the story, as well as, you know, the neglect in law enforcement that allowed this guy to flourish.
Yeah, and you did profile the fact that he was a little guy that became a monster. He was a problem for a long time. I guess in 1954 was his first real run-in with the law, and then in 56 it was a little worse, and then, 1966, he started this terrible rampage of killing these women, and I just find it fascinating how you adopted this for the big screen. You say you first heard of it in 2018, and it's out already, so that was a fast production.
You know, and challenging, because we shot most of it prior to the lockdown for COVID, but we had to edit and production that you do for a TV series, you know, sound mixing, color correcting, all that kind of stuff, editing, had to do that remotely with everyone, you know, locked in their homes. So that was challenging to create a TV series under those circumstances. But, you know, we had a great team, the showrunner, Poe Cutkins, and some great editors, and it's a very compelling show.
Jillian, do you ever have, I don't want to say nightmares, but flashbacks of the interview and the discussions you had with him?
Yeah. You know, it's something I knew I was going into. I would have been foolish to think I was not entering something that is dangerous and haunting. And, you know, I feel like it's my responsibility to look toward that when I see it and not away. And I felt such a kinship with these victims. And it pulled me through, and it's still pulling me through. But absolutely, I have my own post-traumatic stress disorder from being a trauma victim myself. And so, I'm having the opportunity now to be able to get some healing for that and to think about it. And, you know, that's what good storytelling does for us, I hope.
Especially when you get right into it. Well, it's fascinating. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called Confronting a Serial Killer, from Oscar-nominated and Emmy-winning filmmaker Joe Berlinger, and also Jillian Lorn, author and the subject of this entire interview. And it's going to be premiering Sunday on Stars across all their platforms, as well as Stars at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. And also it will be on Stars Play International streaming service across Europe, Latin America, and Japan. Joe, Jillian, thank you for joining us. This is a five-part series. And if you get an opportunity, make sure you watch this. Joe, Jillian, thank you so much, and we look forward to your return. Really, you both did a heck of a job with this.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see this. Talk about a somebody who's lost his mind, kills 93 women in a matter of a few years and then runs from the authorities for decades until he dies in prison at 80. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today, and boy, I am so happy to say that Halloween is around the corner, because that means, I don't know where you are in America, but I'm in the South, and man, it has been hot all summer long, so I'm looking forward to some cool weather and some cool fun on Halloween. And joining us right now with the Halloween Bootacular, our friend Sherry Landry. Hi, Sherry, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Big doings coming up here at the end of the month with a big celebration that you're doing at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm very excited about this because, you know, there's a lot of concern these days, and it started when I was a youngster back in 1822, and it kind of evolved since then, that there is a lot of seriousness in going out trick-or-treating, but you have brought a different twist to it. Tell us what they're doing at Chuck E. Cheese.
Absolutely. You know, for parents with younger children, planning Halloween isn't always a treat. There's so much to consider. Where's the costume? Where are they trick-or-treating? What are they getting in their treat bags? Is the weather going to hold out? And all of those things. And so here at Chuck E. Cheese, we've decided to take all of that friction out of Halloween and really make it something enjoyable. And so we're getting families into the Halloween spirit this year with our second annual Bootacular event. It's a spooky celebration that's sweeping across the country. Every day of October, every Chuck E. Cheese is going to have a little bit of spooky, not a lot of scary, for families with young kids to come and celebrate with us.
Now, you can do this either in the store, at home, or online. Explain that to me. How do you trick-or-treat online?
Oh, that's a great question. So we know that either sometimes parents don't have the time, or maybe they're not quite ready to get back out yet. And so we have created the Bootacular Family Fun Pack, and it features two large one-topping pizzas, a slime cookie, you heard it, slime, edible slime, and a goodie bag filled with treats for the kids. And that's available for carryout and delivery. So you can order that online and have that sent to your home and get to enjoy some of the fun. But we also, every Friday, have a YouTube special, an afternoon fun break on Fridays, talking about Halloween with Chucky and his friends. And then we're going to have a very special one-of-a-kind, first-ever show on Friday night where Chucky and his friends are going to talk about Halloween for 30 minutes in a 30-minute episode, especially for kids and young families to enjoy as well. So there's lots of ways that you can actually enjoy. You can also even download an album. And so this album you can do it on any of the streaming services. And so there's multiple ways for you to really take advantage of what we're doing for Bootacular and create your own family fun.
Now, what about Sunday? You have a special, not this particular Sunday, but every Sunday, a sensory-sensitive Sunday. What is that all about, Jerry?
That is, Sensory Sensitive Sunday is something that we have done really to make sure that all kids can come and enjoy what Chuck E. Cheese has to offer. And children with special sensory needs want to enjoy Halloween too. And Chuck E. Cheese is a place for them to do this. So we're hosting our nationally recognized Sensory Sensitive Sunday at every store on Halloween. Halloween happens to be on a Sunday this year, and so we wanted to make sure that every child had an opportunity to really enjoy the spirit of Halloween with us. And so we're going to open 2 hours early, and in that two-hour time, we're going to pull back the volume on the games. We're going to turn down the lights a little bit so that those children with special sensory needs can really enjoy the wonder of Halloween as well on that very special day.
Now, the kids can dress up every day if they want to and go to Chuck E. Cheese and receive these free game time and candy, correct, during this whole promotion?
That is correct. And what better thing than to dress up every day? Like, one of the worst parts about Halloween is it's only one day. There's only one day for you to dress up. But with us, you can come every day and dress up and have fun and have free candy as part of your experience, dance with Chucky and a new show every half hour, play the games, order the menu, have a great time, and just enjoy what being a kid means during this time.
You know, you bring up a good point about the fact that you get ready for this event and it's over like in a couple of hours. And I remember when I was a kid, especially if you didn't have a costume that you bought in the store where you made it, you know, you did makeup on or you were a bum or something, and you get all dressed up and then bingo, it's over. So this kind of celebrates a whole month of it. You can do that every time you want to. You mentioned a menu. You got a special menu, I understand, too.
We do have a really fun menu for Halloween. It features a pumpkin pizza that looks like a jack-o'-lantern. So if you've ever wanted to eat your jack-o'-lantern, now you can, and a pepperoni pizza. And we have a menu of desserts, a monstrous menu of desserts that feature slime. And so we know kids all love to play with slime. And if you have young kids at home, you probably have some slime somewhere in your house, maybe places it shouldn't be. But now they get to play with it and eat it. And so we have a creepy cupcake that has slime on top with a fun, spooky face. We have a Dippin' Dots ice cream, which is Dippin' Dots with slime, and it's got some gummy worms coming out of the top. It looks like a little monster that's trying to escape. And then we also have our slime cookie that looks like a slime monster just hit the cookie splat right in the center, that also has a fun, spooky face that kids and families can enjoy together. So lots of fun ways, whether you're a cookie fan or an ice cream fan or a cupcake fan, lots of fun ways for you to enjoy a treat with us inspired by Halloween.
Okay, and this is a family event, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Sherry, I'm sure there are people listening to us right now that are saying, okay, you know what, that's not that far off. What do we do as far as CDC is concerned, recommendations, distance, all these things that we're restricted from doing during this continuation of this pandemic? You got that covered too, I understand.
You know what? That is a wonderful question. And I will tell you, throughout this pandemic, we have been very, very conscientious about making sure that, our families, our team members are safe. We follow the CDC guidelines regarding safety and sanitation, and if there are any additional local guidelines or ordinances, we follow those as well. So we have a very rigorous protocol related to health and safety, and if anyone wants to read more about those, they can check that out on our website. It's all delineated there, exactly what we're doing, to make sure that our families, our young kids, our youngest guests, and our team members are all safe.
So when does it all start, Sherry?
Well, it actually started on September 20th, and so for people who got the jump on us a little early and wanted to dress up, in fact, I was at a location last night, and I saw a couple little kids dressed up. They've kind of gotten the jump start on Halloween, and it extends through Halloween night, through Sunday, October 31st.
Okay, it's going on right now. It's the Halloween Bootacular Tricks and Treats, and our guest has been the Chief Marketing Officer, Sherry Landry, and it goes now to October 31st. Hey, Sherry, thanks for joining us. It has been great chatting with you, and I hope you have a really scary Halloween, okay? I'm sorry to say that, but I just want you to have one.
That's wonderful. I hope you have a bootastic Halloween.
Okay, you got me now. Thanks, Sherry, for joining us. Well, that sounds like a fun time. Okay, we're going to pause for a second, but there is more to come live with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
That's a wrap. For Ron Sedgy today, I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And they include the Queen of Country Music, Loretta Lynn, Butch Patrick, actor Steve Sharippa, Dr. Thomas Grace, Paul Latursky, Joe Berlinger, and Julian Lauren, and Sherry Landry. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next weekend when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, and I'm hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.